what they said, Harry replied tightly. Are we turning back?
No.
But they could shoot us down, Harry said, or force us to land in North Korea.
Christ almighty, Delaney muttered.
You're going to be a hero, Monk.
We all are.
Dead or alive. Harry tapped Delaney's shoulder.
One way or another, Monk.
One way or another.
They got parachutes on this bird?
Harry forced a laugh. I'll go look, he said. He left Delaney fiddling with the ranging laser's controls and ducked through to Taki's battle management station. She looked up at him.
We're being chased by a couple of fighters?
Harry nodded as he slid into the chair next to hers. That's the news from upstairs.
This is going to get bad, isn't it?
Looks that way. But we don't have any way out of it.
The pilot could turn us around and head back to Japan,
Taki said, without taking her eyes off the screens of her console. She's not going to do that. They'll be launching those missiles any minute.
And after that, they'll shoot us down.
Taki, there's nothing we can do about that. We're in this to the brutal end. The look on her face was really inscrutable, Harry thought. What's she thinking? She doesn't look scared or sore or anything. As Harry slapped a headphone set over his baby fine hair, Taki said,
You're pretty cool, Harry. Pretty damned cool.
Me? He felt totally surprised. I'm scared halfway to death.
Halfway,
she said, with a slight curve of her lip. It might have been the beginning of a smile, Harry thought, or a sneer of disdain. With a shake of his head to clear his thoughts, Harry turned back to the console in front of him. We've got business to do.
Right, Chief.
Harry puzzled over the intercom board for a moment, then pressed the key that he hoped connected to Rosenberg back aft.
Yo, said Angel Reyes's voice.
Where's Wally?
In the toilet. I think he's throwing up.
Great.
Nah, I'm only kidding. He's taking a leak.
Harry realized that Angie and Wally hadn't heard about the North Korean interceptors. Good. They've got enough to worry about, just keeping their minds on business. He asked into his lip mic, You guys ready back there? Everything up and running? Reyes's voice took on a more formal tone.
All systems are go, El Jefe.
Any problems? Any anomalies?
Pressure's in the green. Pumps functional. Feed lines purged and clean. We're ready to rumble, boss.
Good, said Harry. Looks like the rumble's about to start. The Pentagon. Secretary of Defense's office.
With all due respect, sir, I should be downstairs with the situation team, General Scheib said.
The Secretary of Defense nodded once. With a glance at the Secretary of State, sitting to one side of his wide, gleaming desk, he replied, We need your honest assessment of the situation.
And yours, State said,
pointed a manicured finger at Michael Jamil, her face a mask of ice. Scheib was on his feet in front of the desk, his uniform immaculate, his chiseled face clearly showing his displeasure. Jamil stood beside him, Zuri Coggins slightly behind the two men.
Honest assessment, the general echoed. The Koreans are about to launch their two remaining missiles. Our anti-missile systems are on alert. The airborne laser plane is approaching the North Korean coast.
Are those missiles aimed at San Francisco?
No, said Scheib.
Yes, said Jamil.
With an angry glance at Jamil, General Scheib insisted,
They don't have the range or accuracy to reach San Francisco.
They do if they've been upgraded by the Chinese, Jamil retorted.
You're not still accusing the Chinese for this, the Secretary of State said.
It's the only